Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back the winners from all of our former games from There's an Apt for That, Eileen Fitzpatrick. From This, That, or the Other, Jamie Green. From Miss Transportation, Joe Miskovich. From Get Me Rewrite, Amy Ruttenberg. And from Natalie Portman Toast, Diane Nora. I'm going to ask our puzzle guru, Will Hines, to take us out.
All right, contestants, this is the final round, and it is called To Be or Not To Be. And the answer to that implied question is two B's, because every answer in this round will be a two-word phrase or name in which both words start with the letter B. Okay, so for example, if I say, in dystopian Oceania, he's always watching you, you'd say Big Brother. So we're going to do this spelling bee style, so that means one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give an answer. Last person standing is the grand winner. So remember, every answer, two-word phrase or name, and both words will begin with the letter B, okay? Eileen, it's a fashion accessory for a martial arts expert.
Black belt.
That's right. Jamie, these come in innies and outies.
Belly buttons.
That's right. Joe, sleep tight and don't let these bloodsuckers bite.
Bed bugs.
Yep. Amy, it's the theme song to the TV show Cops.
Bad Boys.
Right. Just a pause for dignity. Diane, she's a high-voiced cartoon bombshell from the 1930s.
Betty Boop.
Yes. Eileen, it's a colorful guide to used car prices.
Blue Book.
Yes. Jamie, he's the title character in The Hobbit.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yep. Joe, this hip-hop band from New York City had a license to ill.
Beastie Boys.
Yes. Amy, Rosa Parks started this famous civil rights protest in Montgomery, Alabama. Oh, that's 3 seconds. Diane, you can steal this. Rosa Parks started this famous civil rights protest in Montgomery, Alabama.
Bus boycott?
That's right. Sorry, Amy. Say goodbye to you. On to Eileen. She won the 7th season of Dancing with the Stars and later became its co-host. Same answer.
Brooke Burke?
That's right, yes. Jamie, he's the fitness guru who created Tai Bo.
Billy Blanks?
That's right. Joe, reduced respiration as you might have when anxiously waiting.
Bated breath.
Yes. Diane, she's a comedian who starred in Grace Under Fire. Step aside, Eileen. Do you know this? The comedian who starred in Grace Under Fire?
Brett Butler.
That's right. Diane, we say goodbye to you. Jamie, he created the comic strip Bloom County. Okay, step aside. Joe, do you know this?
Berkeley Breathes.
Yes, we'll take that. So we say goodbye to Jamie. Joe's get back. Eileen. He's a pop composer who worked with Hal David and Dionne Warwick.
Burt Bacharach.
That's right. Joe. French sex symbol turned animal rights activist.
What?
French sex symbol turned animal rights activist.
Brigitte Bardot.
Yes. Eileen. A noted 18th century African-American scientist and almanac writer.
Betty Boop.
Joe?
Drawing a blank.
All right, we have to go to a tiebreaker. We went through all of them. That was Benjamin Banneker. For this last question, I need you both to pick up your buzzers. I'll say this clue, then the first to buzz in has a chance to win it. It's the sitcom story of a lovely lady, a man, and their 6 kids. Joe.
Brady Bunch.
That is right.
Well done. Eileen, thank you so much. Joe, congratulations. You're this week's Ask Me Another Big Winner, and what a prize you've won. Our VIP, Liz Winstead, has agreed to play you in Words with Friends or Scrabble on Facebook.